You are listening to a podcast from Mace Productions.
Welcome to Mace Production Podcast, entitled Is Dance for Everybody? My name is Michael Lament, and I will be discussing the stigmatisms related to world of ballet. For those of you who are not that familiar with the ballet, I ask my colleague, Awesta Abdulmanan, to go and speak with Luisa McAlpine, who is a co-runner of McAlpine Dance Studios in Camberwell.
And one, and two, and three, and all released!
Yes. I really started Second World War. That's when the Royal Ballet was created, and that's when there was a ballet company that was English. Apart from that, it didn't have a ballet company, really. It was Russia. That really were the majority of ballet.
Is there any stereotype to follow to become a professional ballet dancer?
Because of ease of movement, in order to facilitate the legs going high and extensions and use of the back, there is a protocol that the body needs to have quite a lot of mobility in the hip sockets, and that's important. The proportions of the body have to be good, and a small head, a huge head, it doesn't work. And the limbs have to be quite long, and the feet have to be quite arched in order to go. If you're doing a classical ballet dancer, you have to be able to go onto point if you're female. And for point work to work, you need to have an arch of your foot, which helps you to get onto that point. So the reason why they have particular bodies that need to be auditioned is because if they get people who have difficult bodies, they'll have injuries and they'll be off. So they need to have that sort of good body. It's nothing to do with weight, it's just to do with the anatomy of the body.
I heard something when they wanted to become a ballerina. They start at quite early age and they have to follow some diet.
Well, it's important not to work your muscles. You're an athlete. So from an early age, if they go to the Royal Ballet School, they start at 11, they're not sort of moderated on how they eat. Or we are thinking about the body's just working properly, and if you just overeat, it's going to be hard on the body to train. But they eat well because it is a grueling. They're working really hard. They are athletes, but they're certainly not put on diets. Ballet has always had a name for being middle class. You know, if I don't do riding, I do ballet.
The article on A Page Legacy, a Dance Theatre of Harlem website, starts with words, "In 1955, a miracle happened." This is when theatre's founder, Arthur Mitchell, an African-American dancer, joined the New York City Ballet. He was amongst just few mixed-race performers at that time. Although this happened over half a century ago, in today's ballet, it is still very rare to watch dancers with a racial background other than white.
Being a black woman was something that I never really thought about. I was just a dancer, like anyone else, training. Not until I got into the company did I really feel almost segregated. And I also felt like at times they limited me to more contemporary roles. And I do feel like it was because of the color of my skin.
That was Missy Copeland, African-American soloist from American Ballet Theatre, in the interview for Dance Channel TV. At the beginning of September, The Guardian published online article entitled "Where Are the Black Ballet Dancers?", which highlighted that issue, and the facts presented by Olivia Goldhill and Sarah Marsh are rather concerning. At the English National Ballet, only 2 out of 64 dancers are black. The Royal Ballet has 4 in a company of 96, while in Russia's Elite Bolshoi Ballet, which gathers 218 performers, is no black dancers at all. In the same article, we read quotation from Carlos Acosta, one of the world's most successful black dancers, says, "The percentage of classical black ballet dancers around the world is sadly minimal, which is quite embarrassing. In most companies, when a talented black dancer is chosen as a member, they don't know how to cast them properly. Still, there is that mentality, especially with directors, that a black ballerina in the middle of a flock of white swans would somehow alter the harmony." Ellie Howells went to meet a group of male dancers from English National Ballet School, Luke Francis, John Rhys Halliwell and Jordan Picardo.
You don't really see a black dancer portray the white swan. What do you think about this? True.
Well, I think it's getting seen more
but
as normal now.
A lot of like controversy around it because I know Birmingham Royal Ballet want to put Celine Gittens as like Odette or Odile, and she's from Trinidad and Tobago. But then there was the drama around it whether to whiten her up with
the powder
makeup and things like that. But then it's kind of so that's sort of like a controversy in itself, and people would choose their size. But personally, I think even if a dancer's white, they still put white on them. So it's kind of, it's not really discriminating in that way as if they wouldn't get the same.
When I was at my old school, a lot of the girls did Swan Lake, but they did the Little Swans. And all the girls were whitened anyway. Like, but even the people that were more tanned, they were all, everyone was whitened down anyway, like all through the face and like on the arms and chest and stuff.
But personally, I think even just to have black swan, but even if they were whitened, it's the fact that they are black is a step forward.
Would you say that your class is very mixed racially?
Yeah, especially our school because they get quite a lot of people from Asia and
Australia.
Yeah, Australia, so it's quite mixed.
Would you say this is the case at most dance schools now?
Yeah, yeah, I think most dancers now are mixed race rather than just maybe from like Russia or like France and stuff.
I think all schools in England are really mixed.
So English schools are more diverse than ones from other countries.
Yeah. A lot American as well.
Yeah, a lot of English directors from the schools, they'll go abroad and they'll go to watch competitions and then they'll offer people places from the competitions. And the competitions are usually for everyone, so it's like they just pick people that are the best rather than just people that are from their country.
So you definitely think that ballet's becoming more diverse?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely becoming more diverse. It's getting more publicity as well now.
But yeah, like advertising and things like that.
And after like Black Swan, the movie as well, it became quite a big craze like for people to go to the theatre.
It did make
and stuff.
A bad impression.
People actually thought that was what the ballet world was like.
Yeah.
So talking about styles, I read the other day that someone said that there aren't many black dancers because there's a body type that's different. Mm.
Their body is different naturally. Mm. Because generally they're more athletic, but they're generally more their muscle tone will bulk more. And for a girl, that's really hard because they're supposed to have long muscles. If you're a black girl and your muscles like bulk, you could be really amazing, but your body is enough.
So do you think this body type affects becoming more professional dancers?
Sometimes.
But
nowadays,
sometimes
a lot of dancers...
Sometimes both ways, I think.
Because a lot of dancers now as well, it's becoming more normal to be, like, more athletic and stuff rather than just, like...
Than just
skinny,
skinny
or, like, lean and stuff, so...
So I think there's... Yeah, it can either work in a way where it's bad for you and it's you're just the wrong body type, but then also because of the changing, like, face of ballet, I guess... The body type is like becoming more athletic and more toned and a little bit more built up, I guess.
It was Ellie Howells and her guests, Luke Francis, John Rhys Halliwell and Jordan Picardo from English National Ballet School. Luke Jennings also wrote an article on the Guardian website entitled "Racist Attitudes Aren't the Problem in the Ballet, but Access Is," which confronts what Olivia Goldhill and Sarah Marsh published. In his point of view, problem lies somewhere else. He writes, "The real problem, it seems to me, is one of the access early on, and until more black dancers can be persuaded to enter ballet in the first place, things are unlikely to change." Jennings' point can be also a summarizing one if we think of what ballet students said about their classes being racially mixed. Ballet is definitely becoming more diverse, and existence of role models such as Carlos Acosta or Misty Copeland is not just a proof of it, but can also be a hope that their popularity will bring more young, talented black dancers. It was Mace Production podcast prepared by Ellie Howells, Avesta Abdul-Manan, Charlie Wyatt and me, Michael Lament. Thank you and goodbye.